He said, I tell you what you do. You make a run down there up at the temple, and you tell them the words that I tell you to tell them.
Yeah.
Alfred, don't you back up on what God told you to do.
Right.
No, can you tell them all the words that I tell you?
Yes.
Well, the old boy didn't still know that they're gone. He set up everything. Got everything ready. He sent for them. And they come back and they said, truly, we found the keepers at the door. And the door was shut. But when we opened the door, we didn't find any man. And here come a tattletale. Say, hey, them fellas that you had in jail is over yonder in the temple. And said, they're teaching over there. Come on, I said, it's got to fire under pressure. It's no good.
Yeah.
We're no good if we can't fire under pressure.
Amen.
We're no good for God if we can't fire under some pressure. When the going gets rough, thank God can stand down and declare that He's the Lord of our life.
Hallelujah.
That He's the Lord of our heart. That He's the Lord of our life. And here come that tattletale over there and said, they're over there. Oh man, they made a run for him. And they said, well, we've got to put a stop to this. And they say, hey, you fellas, fill this place full of your doctrine.
Yeah, that's right.
And you intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
Yeah, thank you.
And man, and they got him out there and give him a good whipping.
Turn him loose. Where did they go? Did they go home crying? They went back to their company. They made a high-dive back to their people. That's right, they did.
Yes, Jesus.
They had all these spirits to work under. Praise God. And we have too. Of all the healing that they did, that devil come in just recently. You read the story. You'll find every time there was a miracle performed, that spirit of rebellion was right on their train.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Not only in Peter's life,
Saul and Barnabas had to move to keep from being killed, beat to death.
Got out in a little country, found a man that saw a man there that was born to cripple from his mother's womb. See, God always, He'll always do something to prove Himself.
Right.
But don't you never doubt. Somebody said, I don't want to see anywhere. Well, you might not if you really knew what the Father is. But you see, the good part of it is, if we'll walk in the Lord, He'll take care of us.
Yes, He will.
Amen. That's right. They were on that mountain so high that when they got in that valley, amen, they didn't feel the effects of it like you and I would. Amen. Because they had saw such tremendous thing, their strength, amen, was up there till it didn't affect them like it would us.
Amen. Right.
Yes,
really get a hold of God and really get strong, Lord, we can stand more. Come on, I said, we can stand more. Come on, we can stand more of this rebellion. Amen. And the devil fighting us on every side. We can stand more of it. You saw this man there had been a cripple from his birth. Never had walked. He's about 40 years old. Oh, and even though Paul and them had to flee, amen, from the people they'd been working with to keep them from killing, they had to get up and get out. Man, they beat them. They caught them. Ain't any of us ever been beat that way. Ain't this awful in the world? We moan and we groan and we complain. Thank God we ain't got nothing but spirits to fight. That's all we got. We hadn't had none of that fist and skull stuff yet. All we got, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual weakness and high places.
Amen.
Amen.
That's agreed, we need the whole armor.
Yes.
And Paul kept watching him, and he kept watching Paul and Silas. And Paul fastened his eyes on him, and he fastened his eyes on him. And Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed. And though he never had walked, no one had ever saw him walk. No one had ever saw him make a step according to the Word of God, because he was a total cripple. And Paul spoke with a loud voice because of that anointing that was in him. That's what we need, folks. Come on, I said, that's what we need. Because of that anointing that was in Paul's life, I'm going to sing close. Because of that anointing was in his life, Paul cried with a loud voice and said, stand up! And he stood up before he thought what he's doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, help me out.
Thank you, Lord.
Before he had time to think he couldn't, he is on his feet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he started leaping and walking.
Amen.
And praising God.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you think that stopped the devil? Do you think that stopped the devil from fighting?
No. No.
Do you think he's ever going to quit?
No.
No.
Do you want to know the answer? It's because there's a spirit of the dead that will always live in this world. But I'd like to recommend a spirit to you that will also live in this world. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he'll always be here. He said, I'm going to give you another comforter that's going to abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not and neither know him, but ye shall know him. Are you glad tonight of that Spirit? Amen. That Spirit, amen, of Jesus Christ. Thank God. That Spirit, amen, that same Spirit, glory to God, is still here. That Spirit that saved my soul. Thank God. Amen. When I was just as lost as I could be, it's still sufficient. That Holy Ghost that filled my life, glory to God, is still the same Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's still here, my friend. Amen. And it's here to stay. Thank God. Amen. I said it's here to stay. Lord, amen. There's one thing we could say. Thank God we can hold to the Word of God and hold to that experience that we've had in God and stand up, and God will work for us. Somebody said, would it be possible that sometime I could say to a lame man, stand up, and he'd get up? Yes, it could be, friend. And I tell you, the only way it'll ever be is when we get put enough along, we don't know that they won't. Come on, do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. When we get down to a place to where we don't know what they're going to stand up, thank God, and we'll begin, amen, to use it. God's still doing the things he used to do.
Yeah.
I said he's still doing the things he used to do.
Yeah.
I know we're in a time of rebellion, but folks, it's time that we're climbing higher. I want the boys to come back, and the singers, I want them to get a song tonight. We're going to have an altar call. Thank God. Amen. We're going to have an altar call. Folks, there ain't no time to play games. I saw a young man that came to the service Saturday night at home, or Sunday night it was. And this boy, I never know this boy to go to church. And I guess he had been going to a former church just a little bit here lately. And I've talked with him. I've known him ever since he's a baby. I know his daddy. I've known him ever since he's just a child. And his daddy's not a churchgoer at all. This young boy told me before he left, he said, I felt something in this place, and I'll be back.
Yes.
Oh, listen, people. We need something to give people if we ever did in this world. It ain't no time to play games. He also said, the way things look to me, that it ain't no time for people to try to hang on to the world. Folks, I want you to know there's no time to hang on to the world. Amen. Jesus is soon to come. All these signs that's appearing, these foreign countries is shaping this thing up. You can doubt it if you want to. Get your head in the book. It's all there. Thank God, and it's shaping up in a hurry. You can see it every time you look at the news. You can see another one of them shaping up. Thank God. Amen. The old walls, I thought, and it hit me so forcible when them old walls come down. shut up in that place. And showed up, I was watching the news one day, and they said that the Jews that was in that place was given back to their country 125 a day there for a space of time. Folks, let me tell you something. Thank God. I thought that was the first reason it hit my mind that that wall come down. They had some Jews fastened up. And the Bible said that they'd all go back to their own homeland before it's over. Bless God. Amen. It rung a bell with me, folks. I want you to know that he's soon to come. Thank God. And we need to get down to business. Don't kid yourself. Don't let that rebellious spirit hold you down. Rend your heart to God. Amen. Get a hold of him. Like you never have before. Purpose in your heart, you're going to serve him. Nothing but vanity. This life is like a vapor. Oh, one of these days, I'm going to leave you, folks. Hear me. Amen. There's going to be some of you probably, if the Lord tarries, amen, are going to be around when I leave. But I want you to know this one thing. I believe in what I'm talking about. Thank God. I said, I believe in what I'm doing. If I didn't, I wouldn't do it. If I didn't, I'd have quit a long time ago. I believe in it because the Word of God teaches it. And I don't care how many rebellious spirits comes up against